From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In an effort to get people back to work and support the local economy, the Humboldt County Emergency Operations Center is launching a pilot program with restaurants that are following stringent anti-COVID measures. The pilot program gives restaurant owners the opportunity to fill out an online affidavit stating that employees are following all state and local shelter-in-place orders, including wearing a face covering at all times, practicing proper social distancing and hand washing, and providing pickup, delivery, or curbside service only. The businesses can then display the certificate and affidavit to inform the public that the facility is operating in compliance with shelter-in-place orders. The program is currently available only to restaurants and is intended to promote greater use of already allowable businesses by building confidence that the facility is clean and is safe. The program will be rolled out to grocery stores next. In terms of COVID-19 numbers, no new cases reported yesterday. The total number of cases, 53. Total number of people who've been hospitalized now is at 4, and the total number of recovered cases is 52. When the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meets today, it's scheduled to address authorizing a $17 million appropriation from the federal government as part of the CARES Act to the county airport, according to Lost Coast Outpost. The CARES Act was passed a month ago by Congress to help deal with the impacts financially of COVID-19. The $17 million figure represents about four times the airport's annual budget. A telephone town hall is coming up Wednesday on the coronavirus situation. Senator Mike McGuire, Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte County public health officers, and a University of California physician focused on infectious diseases will conduct the telephone town hall at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. You can dial 844-721-7241 to get involved. You'll be connected to the live town hall via telephone, and you'll be able to listen to the doctors providing critical updates. The call is limited to the first 1,000 participants. Well, the Hoopa Valley Tribe is about to start providing free boxes to all Hoopa community members in response to the COVID-19 situation. They contain canned vegetables, fruit, soup, meat, beans, spaghetti, milk, pasta, cereal, and other items. There are exact specifications as to when and where those boxes will be available. The boxes are being handed out tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday between the hours of noon to 4 at Hoopa Modular and the Hoopa Fire Department. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.